many years ago lived Captain Wayne, the pirate, whose fame is seldom known. They say he was the scourge of six of the seven.
Hey, ahoy there, mateys. It's time for episode 16 of the Mad Music Podcast. Hey, half hour or so, podcast of Mad Music and Silly Stuff brought to you by MadMusic.com, the world's largest novelty and comedy music website. I be your host, Captain Wayne.
I'm an old man. I hate everything but Matlock. Ooh, what's that now?
And each week I play demented, fun, stupid, and strange recordings on a particular topic, and with the help of my co-producer Stavro, we'll try to entertain you each week with a little bit of fun. If you'd like to email me, you can email Wayne at MadMusic.com. See, you can post a message in one of the forums on MadMusic.com, or you can call our toll-free 800 number, 1-800-689-8312. Now, this week's show is going to be called Hello Cthulhu, a show about bothersome things. These things begin with eldritch abominations, destroying the world and slowly decreasing in irritability until we get to old dance music and Stephen Colbert. Let's get started off with some Tom Smith tunes.
What a wonderful phrase.
Cthulhu Fathagen! Say it and you're crazed!
It means Cthulhu rising out of the haze.
It's a prophecy we'll all soon see. Cthulhu Fathagen!
Ah, yes, Cthulhu Fathagen. It's our way of life, it's our motto, it's our credo.
Oh, I hate that!
Hate what?
Han Solo clearly shot first!
Not Greedo, Credo.
Oh, sorry.
When he was an outer god.
When I was an outer god!
Yay! Then Cthulhu waits dreaming no longer. He found that his form lacked a certain appeal. All his glistening pseudopods made blood congeal.
I'm a sensitive soul at the end of the day. And it hurt that my friend's flesh all melted away. And all the shame!
Oh, the terrible shame!
What a disgrace!
Falling from grace!
Till I decided to blame!
Whose fault was it?
The whole human race!
Yeah, what would they do in hanging around with an acidic mass of flesh-devouring polyps anyway?
Can I help it if I'm an ick magnet?
Hey.
Cthulhu-fathagen! Now we're in for strange days! It screws up your noggin, turns planets into buffets! And great Cthulhu! Spares whoever obeys. So get off of me, you monstrosity, Cthulhu Fathagen. Cthulhu Fathagen, Cthulhu Fathagen, Cthulhu Fathagen, Cthulhu Fathagen, Cthulhu Fathagen.
Wait, we keep doing this, he's gonna show up.
Cool.
It means Cthulhu rising out of the haze.
It's insanity for humanity. Cthulhu Fathagen.
Cthulhu Fathagen.
Cthulhu Fathagen.
Cthulhu Fathagen. I say Cthulhu.
And I say Fathagen.
If I said Ithaqua.
We need a toboggan. Cthulhu Fathagen. That was a lot of fun. Can we sing another one, please?
Oh, sure thing, my odoriferous pal. Hit it.
Tek-a-lily, 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 tek-a-lily,
tek-a-lily, tek-a-lily, tek-a-lily, tek-a-lily, tek-a-lily, tek-a-lily, tek-a-lily, tek-a-lily, tek-a-lily, return from Rilia, Cthulhu has a bite. I can't hear you, buddy. Back me up. Abhoff? Ow, 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 ow! Oh, great Cthulhu! Ow, ow! Oh, stop! No, no, not with the tentacles! No, no, no! Oh, it hurt.
I had a Shuggoth. He pleased me, but he drove me to insanity. Shuggoth went tickle-lee-lee. Had a minion, he pleased me, got victims for my laboratory. Minion went, yes, master. Shuggoth went tickle-lee-lee. I had a zombie, he pleased me with his decaying anatomy. Zombie went brains. Minion went yes, master. Shoggoth went tekalili. I had a werewolf, he pleased me, devoured every cat he'd see. Werewolf went howl. Zombie went brains. Minion went yes, master. Shoggoth went tekalili. I had a mummy, he pleased me, and taught me Egyptology. Mummy went rrr. Werewolf went ow. Zombie went brains. Minion went Abby somebody. Shoggoth went tekalili. I had a hunchback, he pleased me, got Esmeralda Sanctuary. Hunchback went the bells. Mummy went rrr. Werewolf went Zombie went brains. Minion went yes, master. Shoggoth went tekalili. I had a vampire, he pleased me, but at my parties he wouldn't drink tea. Vampire went good evening. Hunchback went the bells. Mummy went arr, donuts. Werewolf went ow. Zombie went brains. Minion went it's still warm. Shoggoth went tekalili. I had an old one, he pleased me, and really a sunk beneath the sea. Cthulhu went blah, 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 blah. Vampire went good evening. Hunchback went the bells. Mummy went rrr. Werewolf went ruff, ruff. Zombie went brains. Minion went yes, master. Shoggoth went tekalili. I had a Cylon, he pleased me, but then he turned into a she. Cylon went, by your command. Cthulhu went, bloom. Vampire went, children of the night, shut up. The bells. Mummy went, bloom. Werewolf went, ow. Zombie went, Cheetos. Minion went, yes, master. Shoggoth went, tekalili. I had a Dalek, he pleased me, but stairs would make him really cranky. Dalek went, exterminate. Cylon went, by your command. Cthulhu went, blah, 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 blah. Vampire went, good evening. Hunchback went, the bells. Mummy went, mmm. Werewolf went, here, kitty, kitty. Zombie went, brains. Minion went, not the red one. Shoggoth went, tekalili. I had a Sith Lord, he pleased me, but I hated his prequel trilogy. Vader went, Dalek went, exterminate. Cylon went, I feel pretty. Cthulhu went, blah, 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 blah. Vampire went, good evening. Hunchback went, can you hear me now? Mummy went, rrr. Werewolf went, ow. Zombie went, brains. Minion went, yes, master. Shoggoth went, tekalili. I had a Dark Lord, he pleased me, but he couldn't beat Harry and Hermione. Riddle went, Avada Kedavra. Vader went, I have you now. Dalek went, it is not a toilet plunger. Cylon went, don't this make me look fat? Cthulhu went, pshah, calamari. Vampire went, 12 beautiful verses. Hunchback went, out there. Mummy went, mmm, chocolate. Werewolf went, ow. Zombie went, not eat eyes. Minion went, what hop? Shoggoth went, tekalili. I had Galactus, he pleased me, but he ate my planet casually. Galactus went, chomp.
Oh, what a friend we have in Cthulhu. He cares about us all equally. If you see him, you go blind. If you don't, you lose your mind. And rip your eyes out so you cannot see.
I was feeling down.
So just how big a friend is Cthulhu? friend you'll ever know. Though he's bigger than a house, he's as quiet as a mouse, till he comes to rip the flesh right from your bones.
Oh, what a friend!
Cthulhu Threesome. That was the last one, was the Consortium of Genius with What a Friend We Have in Cthulhu from 2010, released on the volume 23, as well as the Consortium of Genius's album Music for Supervillains, and you can also get that in our music store. Before that was Tom Smith with I Had a Shoggoth from 2008, released on the Fump Volume 8, also in our music store. And you can visit Tom Smith at tomsmithonline.com. And then we started off with another one by Tom Smith, but this one featuring the great Luke Ski with Cthulhu Thagan, the 2009 version, the studio version of the song that was recorded back in 2002, released on Luke Ski's album Too Much Stuff, as well as the Fump Volume 15. And you can also get that in our music store over at madmusic.com. And, oh, big old 320K BPS. Yes, very high res. Not like the 128K you're getting here. Okay, now we're going to have movie news.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
We're going to kind of keep it a little short this week. I had a busy weekend, and I'm only half a ton. But then it's only Saturday night. Oh, in the theaters this week, Wanderlust has come out. Rattled by sudden unemployment, a Manhattan couple surveys alternative living options, ultimately deciding to experiment with living on a rural commune where free love rules. Also out is Act of Valor. This one looks really good, at least to my tastes. An unprecedented blend of real-life heroism and the original filmmaking style shown in Act of Valor. It stars a group of active-duty Navy SEALs and a powerful story of contemporary global anti-terrorism inspired by true events. The film combines stunning combat sequences, up-to-the-minute battlefield technology, and heart-pumping emotion for the ultimate action-adventure. Act of Valor takes audiences deep into the secretive world of the most elite, highly trained group of warriors in the modern world. And when a rescue of a kidnapped CIA agent leads to the discovery of a deadly terrorist plot against the U.S., the team of SEALs is dispatched on a worldwide manhunt. Looks really good. Lots of action and jumping out of airplanes and, stuff that guys like. And then a smaller type of film that's out right now is called Tomorrow When the War Began, which is actually an Australian film. Seven teenage friends from a small town go into a camping trip to be with nature, and during the trip they see military aircraft fly overhead. And what they don't know is that their country is being invaded by another country. Returning home, they discover they are at war, and with no training, they band together to fight the enemy, which sounds a lot like Red Dawn, which is also being remade, despite the fact the original was very good. See, this week out on DVD, three big hits in the theaters, Puss in Boots for the kids, Tower Heist, a real comedy action-type flick, and then J. Edgar, which follows the rise of J. Edgar Hoover to head up the FBI. But the one I kept my eye on and I really enjoyed, even though it was really bad, was Bong of the Dead. When the world is taken over by flesh-eating zombies, best friends Tommy and Edwin figure out a way to benefit from it by turning zombies into fertilizer and growing potent weed. Thomas Newman is the gentleman who did this film. He wrote it, he directed it, he shot it, most of the photography himself, and cut it on his Mac. He did the sound on his Mac with Pro Tools, a little bit of everything. It's kind of his film. So the fact that he did it all gives him a couple of points, even though it is kind of a, you know, a low-budget, cheapy film. Slow in parts, bloody and violent in others, you just might like it. And then, of course, in the movie world, tomorrow is the Academy Awards. And if you go for, and very important people voting for themselves, you'll enjoy that. I personally think that the People's Choice Awards comes out with a better choice because we get to pick. Hey, we watch these movies. We know it's best. But it is a good star-studded extravaganza and lots of cool clothes and some interesting commentary from time to time. So watch the Academy Awards tomorrow. Now, let's get on with Cthulhu, End of the World. Here's Gifted Gear.
Baby Blue is in the deep blue sea. His wind's so wild and his wind's so free. Will you above and hell below and a little at the God of the Cow? Baby Cthulhu, oh.
Kiss. check out his behind. Bang, bang, Thor's big silver hammer destroyed that lead head. Clang, clang, Thor's big silver hammer killed non-Stark Iron Man dead.
God, I hope you're not crazy.
This mortal form has grown weak. I need sustenance!
How can you eat an entire box of Pop-Tarts and still be this hungry?
Do not mistake my appetite for apathy.
This drink, I like it. More!
No more smashing.
I say, Thor, that hammer of yours is first class. By Odin's beard, looking after these children of Earth verily is adventures and babysitting.
Back in Asgardton, Loki's playing Slytherin. Thor gets quite annoyed. Loki's causing many unpleasant scenes. Sibling rivalry competing for the dynasty. Loki threatens Jane. Thor tries to avenge her sanctity. Ow, 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 ow. When Loki dabbles in cold genocide, Thor seems to lose his mind. Silver hammer destroyed that Bifrost. Oopsie, thanks to Thor's big clamor, that bridge to Earth was lost. Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Whoever wields this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor!
Your ancestors call it magic, but you call it science. I come from a land where they're one and the same.
This is going on Facebook.
Silver!
Welcome to our residential block of small apartments. You're our newest resident, so I say hi. I'm your sales representative. 8 miles away is where I live, so call me. Here's your key. Good luck. Goodbye.
I'm your next door neighbor. Hi, this is my no good worthless 30-year-old son who drinks and never does his chores. Our only hobby is to argue until both our faces are blue and the wall we throw things at borders yours.
We're the people who live in your apartment building, and you're stuck with us for now. We know everything there is to know about how to raise a child.
So don't take that tone with me, Mr. Unmarried Bachelor, probably gay.
I'm a down-home country boy, assistant lender for the bank, and I believe the poor folk ought to all be slain. Sitting on my plastic tractor as I watch O'Reilly Factor, loud enough so all can hear my greedy pain.
I'm a very close old friend of our Lord Jesus, and he hates all those who haven't drunken from his bloody cup.
Yes, he does.
And to show how much he loves you, I will follow you and bug you till you go to service just to shut me up. Ooh-ha!
We're the people who live in your apartment building, and you're stuck with all of us now. We know everything there is to know about what makes God angry, and that's why we have to monitor your behavior.
Sinner, I'm a MC wannabe suburban spizzoil young white kid, convinced that it be always gangsta time. Yo, my style's a super ghetto, got a biatch to sing falsetto, and a knack for ever clever busting. Wait, hang on.
I'm a woman from the greatest country in the whole of Europe, and I'll sing until my brain falls out me nose. As I build to a crescendo, my high note breaks every window, and your carpet still gets soggy when it snows.
We're the people who live in your apartment building, and you're stuck with all of us now. We know everything there is to know about what makes good music, and we present it to you whether you like it or not.
Hello, Mom.
Hello.
I couldn't help noticing you were British.
Yeah,
I was wondering if I could possibly steal your purse.
Well, of course, I don't need it.
British have no use for purse.
What is a purse?
We don't even use real money.
Of course not.
Well, possibly. Hoodwink your telly?
Well, of course you can. Who needs British TV when I'm living it?
I hate to ask you for one more favour, madam, but may I burn your house down?
Why, of course. I'm only living here. I don't need it.
My name is Wasted. I live on the 7th floor. Constantly stare at the ceiling, and there's a gaping hole in my door. I can't read reading books too well. I can't do math and I can't spell. Just don't ask me where's your hat. Just don't ask me where's your cat. If you wanna get technical, I forgot my real name and I love to party! Come on, party! Drunk booze! Caffeine! Yeah!
Shut up, you salty bitch! I'm an elderly who always hangs out in the laundry room and never wears different clothes. Here, let me show you something. Would you look at that? It's a postcard.
Well, a bunch of us are lazy.
Most of us are effing crazy!
And some of us just don't have much to do.
So we spend all of our bloody time
committing shallow pseudo-crime.
And in the meantime, we'll just follow you.
It don't matter if you put a million padlocks on your front door,
'cause you'll run out of food eventually.
And when you step one foot outside, we'll pester you until you die and never, ever, ever let you be.
We're
the people who live in your apartment building, and you're stuck with all of us now. We know everything there is to know about Tom and Kersey, and we will not be ignored.
The Lord will not be ignored.
My granddaughter's grandson bought that postcard in Guatemala. Did you know that in New Zealand, everybody's just one guy? I bet you didn't know that.
And that is Flying Like Wilma from 2007 with The People Who Live in Your Apartment Building from the album Learning to Read Made Me Cool. And before that, Carrie Dalby, who is due with her baby any minute now. So looking forward to hearing the news over on Facebook that she's a mom. That song was Thor's Big Silver Hammer from 2011, released on the Fump Volume 27. And in our music store, and you can find her at myspace.com/Carrie Dalby, or if you find my Facebook page, she's on my friends list. Before that, we started off with Gifted Gear with Baby Cthulhu from 2011, a big parody of Baby Beluga by Raffi. And now we're going to have the sci-fi update.
Systems error. Robot unable to locate motor control.
Not a lot here other than Disney is scrambling to save John Carter. That is John Carter of Mars fame. Disney's John Carter, based on the Barsoom series of novels by Edgar Rice Burroughs, opens on March 9th, but Disney is scrambling to save the big budget film from bad buzz. Now, they've spent about $250 million on this thing, and Disney itself is to blame of the problem. Last month, it was announced that the tracking numbers for the movie were mind-numbingly poor. People just weren't interested in it. And why should they be? Have you seen the original trailers that were out there? You don't even know what the movie's about other than some guy jumping through the sky all the time. They don't really mention Edgar Rice Burroughs. They don't mention that it's John Carter of Mars. It doesn't give any indication what the movie's about except this dude jumping through the sky. I know people familiar with the books who didn't even know that the movie was based on those books. And now Disney is scrambling. The new marketing engine is churning out under a new head, Ricky Strauss, and we should start seeing TV spots here in the next day or so that focus more on the story rather than the title star of Taylor Kitsch. Is it too late, or can John Carter come back from the marketing death in a post-opening word of mouth, you know, like I saw it and I really recommend it? We'll see. But we'll have to also see if the movie's any good. So I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. I have plans to see it the weekend of the 16th because I'm actually going to be up in Connecticut, I think it is, that weekend. And I'm going to have about 6 hours free on a day, and I'm going to go see a movie. Next up, here's something interesting. Stargate fans will be happy to find out that there's going to be a new set of books published. Big Finish Productions is going to be doing a third series for SG-1 this year, featuring the voices of Michael Shanks as Daniel Jackson and Claudia Black as Vala. Part one of the three-part series will be released at the end of May, followed by part two in August. And each part will be about 3 hours in length and run about $20 to $25 for a digital download of the audiobook. So if you've missed SG-1, it's going to be back, but you're not going to see it on the screen. You're going to hear it on your iPod. Interesting news for Star Trek, a lost script written by Norman Spinrad, who did the original pilot for Star Trek, has been found. He did the Doomsday Machine, which was the original pilot, and then right afterwards was asked to do one more script, and he wrote this script, but it never got produced. In fact, they had rewritten it into a kind of a unfunny comedy, and he talked them into not making that episode, but the independent fan production Star Trek Phase 2 has decided that they'll create that. They're actually going to produce the creation of a actual Star Trek show using that script. So I look forward to seeing that. Ender's Game. I don't know if you've read the book. I read the book Ender's Game. I thought it was a great book. A lot of it happens in his mind, but they are going to make a movie about it, as long as they don't make all the ones after it, because it did get a little, I don't know, tedious. But Ender's Game was great. Harrison Ford has reportedly been cast as Colonel Hiram Graff, who takes charge of a young Ender Wiggin as a result of recruiting these children that they kind of genetically engineer into being really good soldiers. Abigail Breslin of Little Miss Sunshine and Zombieland fame has signed on to be his older sister, Valentine Wiggin. True Grit's Haley Steinfeld is now all but confirmed as Petra, which is his best friend. And, well, if they can get Chloe Moretz to do something, that'll be pretty much every major child actress currently working. This is a show about little kids who are going into the Army, but they are extremely talented, genetically engineered, very good kids. Like, if you remember Soldier, when they have the little kids, they're raising them to be soldiers. That's kind of how this setup is, only it's done more in space. The rest of the child cast is reportedly to be filled with Aramis Knight as Bean, Hannah Montana co-star Moses Arias, as Bonzo, Jimmy Jax Pinchak as Ender's older brother Peter Wiggin, and Connor Carroll as Bernard. So look forward to seeing Ender's Game. I want to see if they can really make a movie out of a book like that. Also, just a reminder, be sure to follow me on Twitter. I do put out about 200-300 tweets a week on what's going on in sci-fi. You can find me at sci-fi_tweets. And I've got almost 1,000 tweets so far, and I only started this like 3 weeks ago. See the next song. And now back to our show. This next song and the dance that eventually grew out of it bothered some of Stavros' parents' generation for some strange and politically incorrect reason. Or so he says. Here's Cab Calloway.
First thing you must do is get a jug. Put whiskey, wine, and gin within and shake it all up. And then begin. Grab a cup and start to toss. You are drinking jitter sauce. Don't you worry, you just mug and then you'll be a jitterbug. Hear this fat boy blowing his horn. He's been a bug since the day he was born. His favorite jitter sauce is rye. Swell, drink it till the day he die. Toot your whistle and ring your bell. Oh, butchie, woochie, time will tell. Don't you worry, you just mug, you'll always be a jitterbug. These four boys playing saxophone, order jitter sauce by phone. Central, give me a holler 494. I think these bugs can drink some more. They drink sauce some more tonight, they never stop until they're tight. Don't you worry, they just mug their four little jitterbugs. Now here's old father, a wicked old man, drinks more sauce than the other bugs can. He drinks jitter sauce every morn, that's why jitter sauce was born. See him shake with his trombone, just can't leave that sauce alone. Get along, father, you just smoke, you'll always be a jitterbug. As Rip there with his eyes a twinkle, we named him after Rip Van Winkle. Like Rip, he'd sweep for 20 years, if he could get his fill of beer. Rip drinks his sauce, gets on the stand, soon forgets that he's in the band. Don't awaken him, just let him mug, you'll always be a jitterbug. All bugs out, all bugs out. Yeah, man. Oh, little monkey jitterbug. Ah, smallest jitterbug in the bay. Bigfoot bug.
sick insomnia dipsomaniac.
As I look across America, home of mom and apple pie, I will promise to take care of ya. Still I hang my head and cry. Those Democrats grow greedier, try to take our guns away, and they use the liberal media to turn all our children gay. They control all three of the branches, soon they'll call their federales, have them invade all our ranches and our monster trucking rallies. But there's one man we can count on who can save us from despair. God bless Stephen Colbert. From the shores of Carolina, home of the Charleston Chew, there's no pundit that is finer. He's America, and so can you. Who's the talk show host with strong wrists who will cheat death to its face? Who on Time's 100 most influential lists has a treadmill up in space? Now my parents, kids, and my spouse, we would follow him through hell, and we'll put him in the White House in the year 2012. Now I'm in the Colbert Nation, my allegiance I will swear. God bless Stephen Colbert. I used to watch Bill O'Reilly from an iPod in my tractor, but that Colbert's much more wily when he breaks down every factor. Just forget about Sean Hannity, he's too meek and needs to hush. Glenn Beck has lost his sanity, Limbaugh pops pills for the rush. Stephen always fights for truth and justice and the American way, and he'll say the things uncouth that was Jon Stewart's too scared to say. And forget about Geraldo, who once got hit by a chair. God bless Stephen Colbert. He will warn us with the threat down of some strangers with some candy, and occasionally we'll get down in a dance-off that is dandy. If you're some district's politician, you better know him, gain his favor. He's like Tech Jansen on a mission, he's Ben and Jerry's favorite flavor. Well, the Pope should have him canonized, everyone would show their reverence, big or small.
I'll make you travel-sized.
Ha ha! Obscure reference! Hell yeah, he's got a Birdman. Stephen Jr.'s in the air. God bless Stephen Colbert.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Colbert Report. Thank you. Nation, I tip my hat to George Bush and the shows that Fox News airs. Wag my finger at the sore tush of those who try to make friends with bears. Critics comment on my goofiness, but that's really just absurd, 'cause I always bring the truthiness, and that's the word.
And that's the word.
Jimmy Juicy, with his black pistol named Sweetness, see him sticking to his gun. He'll defend the things he treats best, all the Emmys that he's won. And he supports all our armed forces by shaving off his head.
Wait, Mr. President, wait.
God bless Stephen Colbert.
should we be doing this then?
No. All right, then be quick about it.
Oh, I.
Hi, Tim, last mate. Tell the people who we are.
Hi.
Well, we're pirate singers. We got most of our fingers. Nice. And we pillage everywhere we go. We sing about booty and we sing about blood. But we can't get paid for a show.
We got the finest crew that rum can buy. Huh? And we always carry the day. Portraits, but we can't get our portraits on the cover of the Pirate's Way. Pirate's Way.
Want to see our likeness on the cover?
Pirate's Way.
Gonna steal a copy from your mother.
Pirate's Way.
Want to see our scowling faces
on the cover of the Pirate's Way.
We got sails and yards. We got period garb and our own Jolly Roger flag. We got feathers in our hats and ruffled shirts, just like men in drag.
We got knives in our teeth and swords at our belts, and we walk with a drunken sway. And we keep getting better, but we can't get our letters on the cover of the Pirate's Way. Pirate's Way.
Wanna see our likeness on the cover?
Pirate's Way.
Gonna steal it. Coming from your mind.
Pirate's Way.
Gonna see our scowling faces
on the cover of the Pirate's Way.
Where we sing our songs as we sail along, up and down the coast. We invade fairs and festivals,
giving our mates a toast. We're taking clipper ships and stadiums, but the prize that'll get us paid,
I gave it a P,
is to get what we're craving and to see our engraving on the cover of the Pirate's Way. Pirate's Way.
Wanna see our likeness on the cover?
Pirate's Way.
Gonna steal it.
Gonna see our scowling faces
on the cover of the Pirate's Way. On the cover of the Pirate's Way.
Gonna see our likeness on the
Pirate's Way.
Gonna steal it from your
Pirate's Way.
Gonna see our scowling faces
on the cover of the Pirate's Way.
Oh, that was beautiful. What do you think?
I think it was magnificent.
It stunk.
Bring on the rum.
And there's our final three songs for this show for this weekend. That was Pirates for Sale with cover of Pirate's Way, recorded in 2009. Before that, the great Luke Ski with God Bless Stephen Colbert, also from 2009 and released on his album Too Much Stuff. And you can get that in our music store over at madmusic.com. And then we start off with Cab Calloway and his orchestra with Jitterbug from 1932 from the album Minnie the Moocher, and also available in our music store at madmusic.com. Well, that's it for this podcast. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Yes, I said I was going to be off this week. I had my calendar wrong. I'm going to take next week off. I'm going to be in Albany, New York. But I'll be back in 2 weeks. So keep an eye on your podcatcher for that next show. Until then, this is Captain Wayne reminding you to visit our website. We got a lot of cool stuff there. 1,600 free streaming shows, 1,200 videos, 37,000 song samples. Lots of fun that you can have in a real community. Go check it out. This show is copyright 2012, Mad Music Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. See you next week.
It filled him with alarm. 'Twas then Timmy noticed Wayne was short.